lot of it happened.
Well, I always saw the, I thought the V's were, V-52s were a perfect continuation of the Hanson Grease Band. Excellent musicians, but crazy party people.
Yeah, man, they were a lot of fun.
All days like this.
Probably the closest time to a period when Atlanta did have something of a local scene. Certainly there were a lot more what I would call middle-sized venues to play then. They're like all gone now. I don't see how anybody gets this. I mean, it's like you got these little hole-in-the-wall places like the 12th Gate where you have maybe 100, 200 people, and then there's nothing in between that and like the jump to the variety, whereas we had like the Great Southeast Music Hall.
And a lucky period to grow up in.
The Moon Shadow Saloon, these venues that would seat between 700,000 people, and rock and rollers were playing at the Fox all the time, and the Municipal Auditorium still, and the old Sports Arena.
Sports Arena's a great place.
Oh gosh, yeah, I have many super fond memories of the Sports Arena. I only wish I had more money.
But I
think I missed a lot by being poor.
Yeah. But I sometimes wonder if the things that you got to do during that time have been as intense if you could, talk to people that they had, they'll show you I went to all these concerts that year and I'm going, I'd like to have gone to that, but couldn't afford. It was only $3, man. And I didn't have $3.
Just working for $1.75 an hour.
Yeah.
And then had a four hour a day job.
The few concerts I got to, I could really remember things about it, but they'll go, I think that was at the Municipal Auditorium. I don't really remember, but there's like, there's so many concerts
No, the ones that I loved, I remember pretty vividly. Seeing Hendrix at the Municipal Auditorium in 67 with Soft Machine and Vanilla Fudge. I mean, that was like my first go home, go out, see rock and roll in big place. And I mean, God, that's like, what a hell of a start,